Hi everyone, we're doing a 2-month journaling of the Gospel of Mark. Today is day 7, and in our study, it's going to be Mark 2, verse 1 to 12. This is the healing, powerful parts of Jesus' story. Are you ready for another one? Jesus is going to heal a paralytic. I've seen that miracle. I've seen God heal a paralytic in both the Philippines and in Thailand as well. I've seen this. God is able. Let's read together, and then we'll think and journal in 3 minutes. This is Mark 2, verse 1. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four of them. Since they could not get him, the paralytic, to Jesus, because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus, and after digging through it, they lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this is what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, "Which are you thinking these things? Or why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." He said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. And this amazed everyone. And they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this before." I love it. I love the miracles, the power of Jesus. And just some thoughts from this. First of all, this guy, the paralytic, has some great friends. Friends who are true friends bring you to Jesus no matter what. They're going to bring you to Jesus. This is my thought for today. Your friends are going to bring you to Jesus. People who don't really care about you, care about maybe them, they're going to take you away from Jesus. I tell you, you need good friends. And Jesus looked at their faith and said, "You're going to be healed." Good friends bring us to Jesus. So I'm going to pray that right now. Thank you, Jesus, for good friends. I pray we would choose good friends. Be around positive, faith-filled, word-filled friends who bring us to Jesus. And I pray for everyone to make great decisions about friendships. In Jesus' name, amen. My theme for today is great friends bring me to Jesus. That's it. Have an amazing day. God bless you.
Hi, thank you for joining us today. We hope this episode was interesting and helpful to you. If it was, you can let us know by rating, reviewing, sharing, and commenting on the episode. That'll help us know what you're enjoying and what topics we should focus on in the future. If you haven't yet, make sure you subscribe to get these episodes as soon as they drop every month. And we'll see you in the next episode of The Rodcast.